Have you ever been surfing the web looking for a new job? Maybe you jump on one of those job sites like Monster.com or Indeed, and you find a job, and you get a little excited reading about it, and you're like, hey man, I think I could do this job. This sounds like a great job. And they have the job description attached, and you click on it, and the job description pulls up, and you look at it, and you think to yourself, me and what other 30 people are going to do this? This job description's impossible. Yeah, well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, killer. Hope you're having a great week. Hey, we have got so many things going on right now. I always worry about doing way too many announcements at the beginning, so I'm going to keep it simple today. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. If you've got ideas you'd like to see covered at our conference October 30th for couples, shoot me some ideas. Love to hear about it. We're kind of forming our topics now. We've got our speakers picked out, all but one. We're ready to roll. That's October 30th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be absolutely righteous. And again, that's for couples. So if you're married, dating, engaged, come check us out. It's going to be fantastic. Also, don't forget to look at Revolution4Fathers.com. Revolution4Fathers.com. We've got our TDA swag on there. Some good stuff. And always put new stuff on there, so make sure you look at it. Okay, today, I want to talk to you about your job description. If we were talking as men or women or at a party and I just said, so hey, what's your job description? Some of you might laugh and go, well, you know, I work for the city and I pick up trash. Not much of a job description. I know what to do. Others of you might say, well, my job description includes, and you could quote to me all the things that you're required to do. And then some of you might say, boy, I don't even know what my job description is. I was hired for one thing and now I do everything but what I was hired for. It's kind of a guessing game when you talk about job descriptions. I mean, have you ever been given just truly a horrible job description, or one that is just so long, so tedious, it literally makes you think to yourself, no one can do this. Why did you even put this on paper? This is a waste of time. And in doing that, when you have a job, have you ever wanted to just write your own job description for where you work and say, look, this is really what's important. This is what I'm good at. Here's my job description. Well, hold on to that thought, Francis. What's the worst job description you've ever been given? I'm sure you've heard stories that make you cringe about job descriptions that are too long or too detailed or just unrealistic. But I like to think about Ernest Shackleton's job posting in the local paper when he was looking for men to travel with him to Antarctic Circle. It was basically this. It said, men wanted for hazardous journey, low wages, bitter cold, long hours of complete darkness, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in event of success. That's quite the job description. You know, he had men lined up outside his door the day after he posted that. That's a whole nother story. But the truth is that job description was about as accurate as you could get. But I want to challenge you with a thought that many have missed taking advantage of, and that's this. What is your job description? Truly, I mean, what is the job description you have given yourself for life? My job description says things like, even when I'm tired, I'll still do the work. Even when I don't know what to do, I'll figure it out. Even if I don't have the money, I'll run after it. If it's a challenge, then I'll choose to love it and go after it. My job description says I'll go and look to Scripture for answers. My job description says I will treat my family first. My job description says I will stay involved in the gospel at my job, at the church, in my own personal life. My job description says I'll take the blame and the responsibility. I choose to plan and rework and plan and rework and plan and rework until it works. That's my job description. I think you get the idea. It's not written out. They're just the things that I choose to live by, which truly makes it my job description. What we don't understand sometimes is that it's our inner values that were built while we were a child that we used to create our job description. from these values you subconsciously have built this daily job description, this daily mindset or routine. And it might be as simple as you're told to hold a grudge when people hurt you. Don't forgive if you've been hurt against, or give up when you are overwhelmed, or remind yourself that you're not good enough, or look for excuses and blame problems on others. And of course, always feel like everyone else is lucky and privileged and you don't ever get any breaks. That can be the job description that you hang on to. You might interpret and see your life and your circumstances through that, because maybe that's the way you were just raised. But you get to choose your job description. You get to choose how to do life. You get to choose what's most important. So what's holding you back? Maybe it's as simple as the wrong job description. On the other hand, you may have realized you are the boss of your life. You remember as a kid snapping at someone and saying, "You're not the boss of me. You don't get to tell me what to do." Well, maybe it's time we start to walk in that mindset again. We should all take time to write out our job descriptions for ourselves, for our future, for our life. Remember, you don't get to tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me. Joshua 24:15, Joshua says this to the nation of Israel: "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua's calling out Israel. He's saying, look, if you don't want to live by my job description or God's job description, then choose your own job description. Hey, there are people who want to write your job description for you. Your ancestors, the other gods of the Amorites. Or let me put it this way. There are others out there who will write your job description for you, like your coworkers, your boss, your neighbors, your spouse, your in-laws, your parents, the media. You can live by their job description, or you can live by God's job description. You choose. And by the way, if you live by God's job description, you always win. Even when it looks like you lose, hang in there, you always win. I read God's word daily, not just for spiritual knowledge, but also have insight as to what my job description is. God, what have you called me to do? And guess what? It almost always flies in the face of what others want from me and from my life. When I say, God, what is my job description from you? It never lines up with what the world wants. And I will add, it sometimes even flies in the face of what I want. But when I do follow God's job description, it ultimately brings freedom, blessing, and a much deeper faith. That's why when I say, God, what is your job description? I don't try to rewrite what he says to what I want. I simply go with an open book. Begin to tell me how I should react, how I should respond, what I should think, where I should go, what I should do. What is my ultimate goal? You've heard me say this many times. In my own life, one of my main job descriptions is to always influence people towards Jesus. That's in my job description. So, what's your job description? And remember, nobody gets to tell you what to do. You get to choose it for yourself. So choose wisely. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast. Thanks for sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.